You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I just want to go on record stating that in Littleton, Colorado, we are big fans of the Tush Push, okay? I'm a fan. My friends are fans. Everybody's a fan of the Tush Push.
You know, I don't... There are times that what you're passionate about shocks me. This one, I kind of get. I am a big fan of the Tush Push.
Yes, I know you are.
I get it, and I like it, and who wouldn't, right?
Yeah, I think everybody loves it.
And anytime you can score, you know... I'm for it.
Yes. Yes. Anything named Tush Push should never be banned.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's a load of fun, right?
I mean, who came up with that name?
I don't know. I guess Philadelphia fans did.
Oh, they did?
Because that's where it started, right?
Okay.
So I'm assuming they're media or somebody in the Philadelphia area.
It's a great name.
It's a great term. Well, the NFL is just hours away. They say it's going to happen today.
Oh, really?
The NFL is going to ban the Tush Push. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's where players are behind the quarterback and they shove the quarterback so that he can get across the goal line or get a first down. And basically, they're pushing on his tush in order to achieve this, right?
Right.
And they're saying that play shouldn't be allowed in the NFL. Why?
Listen, I don't get it. I don't get it at
all. The whole game is about, you know, inches, gaining ground.
So. Oh, you mean, wait, the tush push is about inches?
Yes. Yes.
It can be.
Football is a game of inches. You didn't know that? Yeah. The tush push inches.
About tight ends
goes hand in hand.
That's crazy.
So they're going to ban it. I'll tell you something else that I find dumb, too, okay?
All right.
The Olympics. They're bringing in flag football for the Olympics.
No, they're not. This is going to be like break dancing.
This is crazy, okay? Flag football is a joke to begin with, okay?
Well, it's really good for little kids. You know,
yeah.
I think it's
like first starting out, learning how to play. Yeah.
But it's not an Olympic sport.
I agree with you.
I mean, that's dumb. It's dumb.
Why
they're
they
ruining the
that?
Olympics.
What? Flag football?
Well, yeah. Other countries don't have football teams, so they're not like actively practicing, but they do have like good athletes, so they could at least teach people how to like run routes and throw footballs to them. It's a little easier for
what
countries without
about?
Football to compete in flag football.
Hey, we learned soccer.
Than regular.
Okay? We learned soccer.
Yeah.
I think people can learn the rules.
I don't know what your point is, though.
He doesn't have one.
They don't have, like, linemen and linebackers and all that stuff over there.
Don't ask it. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm just saying that flag football, and the NFL has now, they've made a determination that they're going to allow NFL players to play in the Olympics.
Okay, but here's the caveat to that, because there's only one player from each team allowed to go.
Well, just all dumb. Play.
So, like, one team.
So, from, 32 total?
Well, no. So, it depends on what kind of country. So, like, oh the U.S. God. Will
both
only have
these
one.
Two yahoos.
Look, all I'm saying is it's just a dumb sport to put in the Olympics.
Well, and not
that's
that,
all.
If you're
that's
taking
all.
One professional football player, they already have brain damage. What's it matter?
Who that's an NFL player wants to go play in the flag football game in the Olympics?
I know. And
like, come on.
And it gets mean because then they call it something else, if you know what I mean. Thing.
Yeah. All right, back to the tush push. I'm saying leave it in the game, folks. I love the tush push.
No, it's football.
It's yes. part of the game.
I have to tush push Grandpa Gus up the stairs every day over in Littleton.
But what's the point? Like, why do they feel like it shouldn't?
Well, remember at the end of the playoffs, they were Philadelphia.
Hey, Spadil, everybody.
Philadelphia was trying to do it to the Redskins, right. And then they screwed it up so much that the referees were going to give them a touchdown because of the offsides that was constantly happening, because that was the only way to defend it.
So are you not going to be able to allow to, like, jump over all those people?
I don't know,
next?
Jamie. I don't know. I mean, what else is going to be ruled out? I mean, football is all about moving the ball from this spot forward.
It's okay. about inches,
and
my
no
friend,
matter
it's
how,
inches.
It's all a game of inches. It is, Jamie.
Well.
And just to ban something just because it works doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. A team came up with it, the brilliance of coming up with the tush push, then leave it in the game. Every team can do it. It's not like they have an advantage.
Okay, let me ask you this. All right, so let's say there's a pileup, right? Yeah. Right at right. We're right there at the end zone, right? Is somebody allowed to, like, hold their hands in a cradled position while the other guy takes his foot and you go 1, 2, 3 and you push him over the pile?
Oh, you like launch him.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, that's allowed. Yeah, and if you can sneak a trampoline out on the field, that's allowed. So they can boing, doing over the top of the pile. You can do all that, all right. But you can't tush push. Dumb. Just dumb.
BJ and Jamie.
Hello, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You know, when I saw the story of this DoorDash driver, did you see the story where he ended up on the tarmac in Chicago?
Yes.
Did you see that?
That's
I thought
insane.
Of you. Every time I see one of these, I think of you, because remember the time that you went to Coors Field and you put it in your GPS and you ended up in some field by, like, the Coors plant or something?
Dude, I'm not going to give out, like, you know, too many details, but in Google Maps, it gives absolutely the wrong way to go to my cabin. The absolute wrong turn. And so I even contacted Google because I couldn't get anybody to come out there to work on the cabin because they're in a different town. It takes you to a different town.
They all get lost, yeah.
And so now I have to tell people if they're going to come out to the cabin, they have to use MapQuest.
They do?
Yes.
Because it's the only thing that gets it right. MapQuest gets it right. Google Maps takes you to a totally different river town.
No, I haven't heard this report, but I'm assuming that's what went wrong, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he have a GPS problem? That he ended up, literally, at some point when you're making turns, you don't see those big airplanes. You don't realize that you might be on the wrong road.
He might have thought it was like just a sub area of the, you know, have you ever been to Centennial? It gets confusing there, too. Centennial gets kind of crazy there. Yes. So he might have just thought it was like a building, a maintenance building that he could deliver to. I don't know.
He's parked right next to a 747.
Yeah.
I mean, literally under its wing.
He was.
You don't catch on before that. Here it is.
Car driving on an O'Hare tarmac over the weekend. Imagine this. CPD now says the vehicle belonged to a very confused food delivery driver who accidentally entered an area posted as off limits to non-airport personnel. Where was he trying to get?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. So the driver was not cited. The incident happened on Saturday.
And my God, how do you turn around?
Right?
Once you're in, you're in.
I think he might have been smoking something or, you know,
No, I don't. I actually don't. Because remember all those people, there were like five people here in Colorado, and they all took the wrong turn, and they all got stuck in the mud. Do you remember that
years ago?
Like five years ago?
I can't remember that specific one.
It was out by DIA, right?
Yeah. And that whatever that guy, that news anchor, he was out there live, and he was watching people take the same turn and get stuck in the mud.
It's just hard to imagine that still exists in 2025.
This actually says nearly 100 drivers ended up stuck in that field, and it was specifically because of Google Maps. Yeah.
I remember it was a lot. I thought it was like 5.
Yeah, it was 100.
100?
Uh-huh.
But I mean, what year was that?
2019.
Wow.
Yeah. If you think about it, we're all conditioned. I mean, I do the same thing. Like, I plug in. Sometimes I, like I'm going every day or whatever, and I'll just plug in the GPS because I want to know the shortest route. And if it tells me to turn, I'm going to turn because I don't know any different.
We waited for Kylie's boyfriend to get out to the river forever. And I go, oh God, we didn't tell him to use the other MapQuest. Sorry, I know it's from the 80s. Yeah. I go, oh God, we didn't tell him to use MapQuest. And she goes, what are you talking about? I go, he's somewhere else.
Where does it send you?
It sends you, know? Yeah, it sends you past Deckers. and I'm more Bailey, and yeah. Then you go out to Deckers.
Yeah. You should invite more people out there and just not tell them. Just to send people on
see
a wild goose chase.
You know?
You should do that. Yeah. Just play a
bunk
little game
down,
with them.
People, yeah. Bunk
yeah.
Down.
Yeah, meet yeah. me at the cabin. Put it in your GPS. I'll see you out there. This guy, I mean, literally, when you look at the car, he's sitting on the tarmac, parked underneath the wing of an airplane.
He is.
And he's confused.
So well, don't put drugs on him, man. 100 people got stuck in Colorado yeah, in the mud.
Right off Pena.
At that point, do you eat the food?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you do.
Yeah.
I think you're like, okay.
Well, he got arrested, didn't he?
No, they let him go, didn't they?
I don't know.
Did they say that he was?
I mean, they surrounded.
Just
I mean,
that would be a security breach.
Yeah, because they thought he was like
I
a terrorist.
In the story
or
here, it says at the very end that he wasn't charged.
Oh,
with
okay,
anything.
Good.
What was he trying to get?
Yeah,
that's what yeah. I want to know. Yeah. So the driver was not cited. Okay, the incident good. Happened yeah. on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They happened Saturday.
Poor guy.
I'm lost. I mean, you would think it's like a terrorist or something.
That's what
that
I
there would
said.
Be
yeah,
an explosive in
out.
The car.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Right under a wing?
He was.
I wonder if he brought wings.
I'm just thinking, look, maybe I'm just speaking out of my butt right now, okay? But I'm just thinking, before I get under that wing, something's going to go off in my head and say that
you
I'm on the
stop.
Wrong road. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm not okay. accusing the guy of anything, but I just think that I would catch on
would
at some
hope
point.
You would.
Yeah, I'm under a wing.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, and the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Our podcast gets up there after 10 o'clock, so go listen to that, or you can just listen to us anywhere you go. It's the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Is that right? Yeah, I think so. Okay. All right, there you go. So download it, put it on your phone. We are just, what, 3 days away from the weekend? Oh, man,
not
Memorial Day weekend.
Not according to the guys that work here.
What do you mean?
Because I was so excited this morning. I was like, you guys, are you excited? It's almost a long weekend. And he's like, it's only Wednesday.
Bad attitude, huh? Well.
I was like, well, yeah, but it's only Wednesday.
Well, maybe it's because you and I, we're not working on Friday.
Maybe that's it.
Because we're going to take an extended weekend because a lot of people are going to take Friday off. Yeah, I mean, I saw people pulling out of my neighborhood with their RVs yesterday.
Well, yeah,
so, I mean,
and
they're taking the week
our whole
off.
Office is closing it too.
They
exactly.
are.
I'm sure they are.
Always.
Two? No, I would say one. I bet you it's one.
I'd say 8 a.m.
Yeah, I did
no,
too.
Yeah,
I saw so many RVs. It was crazy. Yeah.
No kidding.
I don't
today?
Know why you don't do that life. I feel like that's so you, the RV
it
life.
It is. It is. I'm dying to.
You got
to really
pull the trigger, man.
I know. The only holdback to it is that the storage of it. Because I'm not allowed to keep one at the house.
Right.
I can't park it on the street. Can't park it in the driveway. I don't have one of those gates. If you had a gate that you could get it into the back of the house, they allow it. But I don't have any of that. And they tell me, I don't know this for a fact, but I hear that storage is like $600 a month.
Well, I think that's electrical storage. Like Carrie's mom keeps hers plugged in because she wants to have like mouse, that beeping mouse stuff, and you know, like all the stuff to...
Yeah, so nothing gets in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a difference?
Yeah, there's electrical storage, and then there's just storage.
But that seems like a lot of money to store
I don't think it's $600 RV. If you don't do electrical.
You don't?
Yeah.
From what I understand, there are so many RVs in Denver, Colorado, that finding storage and, you know, at a good rate is virtually impossible.
What are you seeing there, Schmidel?
I'm seeing that RV storage costs from $50 to $500. It just depends on, like, what level of care
50?
You want for your RV. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably like somebody like me that has a cabin and 5 acres. Like, yeah. You can bring it over, just $50 a
exactly.
month.
Exactly. It there's, says outdoor uncovered.
There's yeah. actually a place off E-470 on the way to the airport, if I remember correctly. You go by it, and it's a bunch of RVs just parked in the middle of a field.
I bet that was a $50 one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a lucrative business to be in.
It would.
You know, to have about 5 acres, fence that stuff off, and you know, put up your gates and stuff, and then just charge people monthly.
Actually, BJ, about $150 I can charge you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cut a deal.
Okay, let's cut a deal.
From what I understand, your road, you can't even get out there,
no,
can you, with
can't,
an RV?
But good luck.
And I guess you're going to give me the GPS for it, too?
Right, exactly.
Oh, but couldn't you see me in a motorhome?
I could.
I mean, want.
And I want your son to, I grew up camping. Like, I just remember it being some of the best, like, summers of my life. My mom and dad would park the camper with all my other parents, friends, and they would just go to work. They would leave us out there.
Yeah.
They would go to work, and then they'd come back at 5. Yeah.
I'm not a good camper, but I think I'd be a good RV guy, as long as I have a TV, satellite, and all that, you know,
well,
hooked up.
Well, there's really, I mean, the big campers, there's not much difference, right? You know? And they have bathrooms, they have showers
exactly.
now. Some of them, like my sister's had a fake fireplace, which is dumb. It takes up a lot of room.
Just build your own out there.
They have a fireplace in the RV?
Yeah.
A fireplace?
You start a fire? No, you flip on a switch and it has that image of a fireplace.
And then it pushes out heat.
Yeah.
The fake one, right?
Yeah. It's really.
If I had an RV, I would camp literally in parking lots like Walmart.
No, you wouldn't.
I would try it just to get my feet wet. Instead of being out in the out the boonies somewhere.
No, like
somewhere.
You would go to Jellystone or whatever it's called. Jellystone, right up there. You know, we talk about it all the time. Yogi Bear's.
Yeah.
Yogi Bear's
Jellystone?
Place. Yeah, it's right. It's literally on the way to Colorado Springs.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You can drive through. Like, you don't have to back up anything.
Right.
It's on a concrete pad.
Yeah, that's what I want.
And they have a swimming pool.
Until I get used to it. You know, I got to get the vibe.
Right,
because once I get the RV, I don't want to go out in the middle of nowhere and then all of a sudden have a problem and I don't know how to fix it. I'd like to be in civilization of some type, you know?
Well, that's
just to practice.
We'll start at Yogi Bear's or whatever.
All right, we'll start at Yogi's house. You can even see the highway
from there.
Yeah. Right. And then now they have backup cameras and everything. I mean, these are easy now.
Yeah.
They do everything for you. They probably even have a button that'll park itself.
Yeah, and I want one that you drive. I don't want to pull one because I don't think I'd be good at trailering. I'd like back it off a cliff or
something.
Because
the longer the trailer, the easier it is to pull.
It is?
Yeah, the shorter the trailer, the harder it is. So a really long camper is really easy to pull.
Look at you.
Well, no, it's...
You got all that knowledge when it comes to RV.
I grew up with Bob.
Yeah.
She had no choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people are going to be out there. Also, DUI checkpoints, too, they say.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Help me.
Is that brand new?
No, when you go to episodes, just first run only, new ones only.
You can do that on your remote.
Yeah.
We both have Xfinity.
Excuse me, don't you endorse Xfinity? Shouldn't you know what your remote is?
I don't know all the features.
BJ is bitching about American Greed, which I love American Greed, because there's a lot of Colorado stories, by the way. A lot of you people rip off people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so he's like, yeah, but it's all reruns, because he records them too. I'm like, no, go to first episodes only, new episodes only.
You can do that. Get out of here.
New episodes only.
Learn something every day, don't you?
You really do.
When did they start that feature, like this week?
Yeah, with Gas Buddy.
Yeah,
Gas Buddy. All right. And AOL.
Yeah. I love shysters. I love that American Greed. And these people get popped and they end up, you know, doing that white collar crime thing.
I can't believe how many great Colorado people are
shysters.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Smart.
I love a good scam.
But it's sad for the people that invest with these people, you know?
Yeah, I do feel bad for the old people that all their savings are gone.
Yeah.
Because they got part of a pyramid scam. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
the pyramid?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, so I do feel bad for them, but I do like the crooks too.
Well, so there's a new one that I think you're going to like. Now, it's a little dramatic, and I always try to get BJ to watch Bravo shows, but it just...
Bravo's not my cup of tea. It seems a little girly for me. You know what I mean?
And that's fine.
Well, no, the content on there just isn't my, I don't dig it.
I think that you would like that McGregor Ranch or whatever that one's called.
McVie.
I think you would like that one a little bit.
Okay.
You know, you like horses.
That might be worth, looking at.
This one is on Hulu, and it starts streaming. Oh, it started streaming yesterday.
Yesterday. We're behind.
We are behind. But somebody just posted it. So if you ever want to see like what everybody's watching, a lot of my girlfriends and stuff, and it's go to Jamie's Bravo Bunch on Facebook. Again, it's Jamie's Bravo Bunch. Somebody just posted about this. I had no idea about this. So somebody on Jamie's Bravo Bunch just posted this. It says, what happens when three women fall in love online with the same handsome man, only to be swindled out of all of their money? Follow the shocking story and how they track him down in the new true crime docuseries, Hey Beautiful.
It's called Hey Beautiful?
Yeah. Oh, and it's, that's see a good this line. Guy without the shirt on? So he fell in love, three women online fell in love with him.
That dude?
Yeah, he needs to shave his chest.
Yeah. Like a gorilla.
But three women fell in love with him, and he swindled them out of all their money. Three women. And it's on Hulu, and it started yesterday.
Right. This is the trailer, right? Yeah, the promo.
I wanted love because I was lonely. So I went. You
know, everybody wants love.
Who doesn't want love?
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
I wanted love because I was lonely. So I went online.
He's a handsome man.
He was very handsome.
Very handsome.
He was a very handsome man.
He had a nice.
Sure, that's the same picture.
Well, if you don't look
He's
at
a
how.
He's a very handsome man.
Listen, he just needs to. He is a handsome man. He just needs to be waxed.
All right.
He's a handsome man.
He was very handsome.
Very handsome.
He was a very handsome man.
He had a nice body.
I got a message from somebody. The words that he spoke, it was like a drug. He texted more and more compliments. How nice, how pretty I am.
He said to me, I love you.
He fell in love with me, and I started to fall in love with him. And then something happened, and it was crazy. Suddenly, he told me he needs surgery. To prove my love, I sent $500,000.
I trusted him so much, I gave him my social security.
$9,000 was just the tip of what other people gave.
My life savings.
I wired the $30,000 because I love it.
$1.5
million. $2,750,000.
Wow.
I lost almost everything.
Man, I got to become a scammer.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I could really take. I think I'd be good at it, though.
I do, too.
Think you give me a keyboard, I could write some sweet stuff.
That's the only thing I was going to say. Well, okay, I think you'd be good at, like, you know, like a good con man or whatever, but I think you'd be bad at the romance part.
No.
Hey, sugar boobs, what are you wearing?
No, I know how to spell snookums.
Hey, broad. <Yeah. laughs>
What are you broads doing tonight?
Yeah.
Hey, Toots, do me a favor. Wire me $30,000.
That one woman gave him, first of all, $500,000, and then they said $1.5 million.
You know, when the heart is yearning. Yeah, I guess you do silly things. You know, she fell in love. How do you do that? What was it? $1.5 million?
Yeah, one of them did, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the dumbest thing I did for love, if we're going to go here, a lot of things. You know, that backdoor stuff ain't so great.
Yeah. At your house, you mean? Down at the cabin? Yeah, I got you. I can't name anything I've ever done for love. And I'm telling the truth.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.